This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing water extraction, the first 24 hours, part one. The most effective way to speed the drying process is to remove as much of the water in a liquid state as possible during the extraction phase. Poor extraction will significantly slow the drying process. Extraction and evaporation with dehumidification are the only ways water can be removed from a wet structure. During the extraction process, liquid water is vacuumed, mopped, squeegeed, or otherwise removed from the structure. Disposing of wastewater is not something that can be done in storm drains, so be sure your contractor abides local laws and regulations when disposing of such waters. The most important factor in extraction is not how much water is removed, but how much water is left behind. It is important to remember that every drop of water left behind will add time to the drying project. If deep extraction is not available, the carpet cushion must be removed to prevent lengthy drying times. Otherwise, excess water will remain in the carpet underlay. This water must be removed through dehumidification, which prolongs the drying process. It also increases the amount of equipment required to meet drying timelines and drastically increases the likelihood of secondary damage to the structure and its contents. Because carpet loses 80 to 85% of its strength when it's wet, it is vital to treat the carpet as gently as possible until it dries. A water restoration company should be certified in water restoration and structural drying and also have the insurance necessary to carry out such a task. Thanks for joining us. This concludes part one of water extraction, the first 24 hours. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.